organizations in our community called the Washington County School Supplies Drive, mm-hmm. which every year, they've probably been doing this for 10 plus years, yeah. quite a few years, as comes together and is through the year taking donations and other kind of fundraisers, developing funds to purchase supplies for our students mm-hmm. that can't afford school supplies, and just helping them get a good start in the school year. So they've a very, very strong, active program as well. And then you have the Lowell Family Young Scholars Program, which is a program that started for several years of identifying and helping students go to college. These two great organizations have come together, and we're going to do a fundraiser, and it's called Bartlesville Has Talent. Or no, Bartlesville's Got Talent. Uh-huh. And it will be September the 7th, and that's what we're here to talk to you about today. Hope that the people of we've had great sponsorship. We're picking up a lot of great feedback. But we're on the airways. We're wanting people to come and see this great program.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I understand that the talent is varied, and you're going to see something like, well, you haven't seen in quite a while, you know, as far as folks who will be participating. Do you know of some of the acts, by the way?
We'll have 13 different acts, and they range in from ballroom dancing to a classical flute quartet. So it's just a wide range of talent. And as I was looking at the backgrounds of our performers, many of them are classically trained. And so I am really excited about what they're going to bring to the show.
I think a lot of people are going to be just really pleasantly surprised with this.
Well, I agree with that because it really, we've put a lot of time and energy and effort, and it's now coming upon us. We have a dress rehearsal next week, and then the show will be September the 7th, 7 o'clock at the community center. As Jane has said, it's 13 acts. But there's no question. I think this is going to be a fun night in Bartlesville. It's going to be a fun night.
How do we pick a winner? Do you have judges, or who's the
judge?
Well,
we do, and this is a little bit unique. Well, the judge is not unique, but what we're doing, we have a first, second, and third.
Okay.
All right, and then we have a people's choice, and I'll turn it over to Jane, let her take it from there.
We decided that we wanted to include a lot of our nonprofits and give them an opportunity to participate and earn some money. And so if someone is judged to come in first, second, or third, or if they become the People's Choice Award, and that's through voting with tickets, and when you buy your ticket to the event, you're going to get 5 tickets, but you will have an opportunity to buy more voting tickets for $1 a ticket. And the person that has the most tickets in their voting box at the end of the night will be People's Choice. And the nonprofit that they selected to perform for will get a third of their voting dollars. So Pack the Backpacks will keep a third, Lowell Family Young Scholars will get a third, and then the nonprofit for which they are performing will get a third.
Well, I got to tell you, that sounds pretty good, and it sounds like the competition is going to be friendly, but maybe a little bit on the intense side.
Yeah, and again, the fun part of it is I'm very proud of all the performers. They understand nobody's going to win big bucks. they have selected, they're doing this to give back to their community.
Which is good.
Right, and again, two outstanding organizations are putting this together, but again, 13 other nonprofits in our community that the performer has selected will be part of the proceeds as well. So, I mean, it's just a win-win for Bartlesville. We're excited about it.
How are the ticket sales coming along? Pretty good?
You know, I think that just in the last couple of weeks, we've been doing the advertisement, and through the radio, we're really excited. I heard a commercial, and I think it's great. So we hope the sales will pick up. I think people are going to get that done this week and next week.
I noticed one thing around the greater Midwest and even the southern region of the Midwest. It's kind of a walk-up audience sometimes, and you're pleasantly surprised at the walk-up. It's like, hey, well, we were going to do it, but, we'll just get the tickets now, you know, and it's like, okay.
Right. Well, just of late, just being around the town, enthusiasm is picking up, and
good.
I agree with you. There'll be people are extremely busy, getting, you know, school just starting back.
Yeah.
So a lot of people got a lot of things going on, but I'm very confident that the community will take a look at their calendar and say, you know, this could be a fun night. So, and again, and it's extremely reasonable. The tickets are on sale at the community center. They're handling all the tickets.
All the
program will be at the community center, and it starts again September the 7th, mm-hmm. 7 o'clock, and the tickets are $25 a piece. And as Jane has said, you can purchase, and you get $5 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because each vote you put in the bucket or the container for the other 13 acts is another dollar. And there's no question. It's a fundraiser. We're being right up front.
Oh, sure.
But again, it's still extremely reasonable. And where you buy more tickets than you, what performer that you want to support. I'm sure you'll want to support many. But anyway, somebody's going to filter to the top. Okay, that night be the people's choice.
Well, this really just sounds like a hoot. Did you get the idea from TV, or did you get the idea from a combination of different things in order to come up with this idea?
Well, certainly America's Got Talent and Britain's Got Talent are very popular shows. Very. But the idea came from something that was done probably 35 years ago, and it worked well in Bartlesville 35 years ago. So we thought that it would. We need to give it a try again. You know, there are lots of fundraisers in Bartlesville and lots of support, and we wanted to do something a little different, and so we decided we would offer a variety show, a talent show. So we hope that the community also will enjoy it.
Now, we've been blessed to have members of the Backpackers and, of course, the Lowe Family Junior Scholars in here as well to talk about what they do. And they make a compelling statement about their goals, their missions, their objectives, and everything else. And they make it sound like, $25, let's support them. Let's support everybody. Right. $25 is not much to part with, considering you can do a whole lot of good for a whole lot of people.
Right.
And, so this is going to be a win-win.
Tom, you've pretty well nailed it because, again, there's numerous wonderful organizations in this community that makes this a great place to call home. But we're just, these particular two, this is the program. I mean, just this Friday night, the Ability Works. I mean, that program, and I'm giving them a plug tonight. Mm-hmm. And I hope people will go to that particular fundraiser that they're having. I mean, what a phenomenal program that they have. But the point is, there's many programs here. But this is one of these two wonderful programs. Not only will it assist what they do, but again, the uniqueness of this is whatever nonprofit they've selected has an opportunity to pick up some funds to help their program as well.
Well, this really sounds great. A fun time to do it all. And again, 7 o'clock, and it's coming up September 7th.
That's
and
correct.
So you keep your sevens in line there. So that's easy to remember, okay? Yeah. And 7th at 7 p.m. So if you're like me, you got to trick yourself a little bit into remembering things properly. But you folks at home, just write it down because you got a better thinker going on than I do these days. Right. So anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone. And the tickets are available now, as you said, but the box office is handling this?
Yes, the community center is handling the tickets for us. So contact the community center to get your ticket and come out and enjoy the show.
Well, that'll be great. They're taking a nice little job and making it easier for the whole overall presentation and production of this by offering to do that for you.
Well, again, it's just been a great team effort. We really appreciate the community center's participation. But again, anybody we have approached have just been quite supportive and has stepped up and has assisted us. So we're just pleased. So
well, there is a good buzz around town about that. You know, you hear people talking. They say, hey, that talent show's coming up. That sounds like
it'll be a fun night. And again, I want to Jane has commented. These all of professionally trained individuals. These are extremely well talented individuals. And I think the beauty of it is, this is the first one, and I am confident it's going to be a great success and could build on in the next year. And I just think it's going to open the door. A lot of people may want to participate even more next year. But, again, you've been very, very kind to let us get this message out. And, again, I always want to say thank you to the Potter family that gives back to their community by letting numerous organizations come in and talk about the programs in this community. And you've chosen to do that for us today. Mm-hmm. Again, the Washington County School Supplies Drive, I always want to look at that and I don't get it wrong. And then Lowe's Family Young Scholars, mm-hmm. We're very appreciative of this time. And we hope our community will come and see us September the 7th, $25 tickets at the purchase them at the community center. We'll see you at 7 o'clock that Saturday night. We're going to have fun.
Yes, we are. And we're going to make it a team effort. We're going to make a town effort. So let's all do it. Thank you very much. You got something else you want to add?
I just want to say we are looking for this to be very successful, and we appreciate all the support we've gotten so far. And the next thing we need to do is have our community come out and enjoy the show and participate and support two great programs.
All right, let's show us what we got here. We already have the talent. Right now we need a little bit of treasure to make it go on just a little bit more. Makes the machine happy. Let's make it work.
No question on that, but on the same token, right up front, this is a fundraiser. But on the same token, this is going to be a fun night for our community.
It's a fundraiser.
There you go.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for being on board here with us today. And this is our Community Connection, and it is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K1. K1 is the one you trust at AM 1400 and at FM 93.3.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Have you ever watched a time-lapse video of a plant growing? It is amazing. What is vital for that plant to grow? Water, right? Without water and nutrition, it won't flourish but will wither and die. Without proper nourishment, you will also wither and die spiritually. Christians are commanded to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How do you do that? By reading the Bible and sitting under the faithful preaching of God's Word. There you learn who God is and what He requires of you. You learn about sin and what Jesus did to save sinners. How do you expect to grow in your knowledge of Jesus if you don't feed your faith? Only as you purposefully and regularly study God's Word and worship with His people will you come to know and love Jesus. That is truth worth believing and acting upon. This is Pastor Clarence Veld from Westminster Presbyterian Church, inviting you to discover more truth worth believing today.
Visit truthworthbelieving.com and join us every Sunday morning at 9:30 for worship at Westminster Presbyterian Church at the corner of Adams and Chickasaw in Bartlesville to discover more truth worth believing.
Congratulations to Amy Morris Massage Therapist for being selected as our Business of the Day. Today, the staff at Amy Morris Massage Therapist will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal Stanley Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be Business of the Day? Just nominate your business to your Bartlesville radio station sales representative. Then listen to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Monday through Friday as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top-brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Each day, this town wakes up to new possibilities. And Sparklight High-Speed Internet is right there with you. Whether you're a two-person startup growing to 102, a local gamer with global ambitions, or a third grader who dreams of being an astronaut.
And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Sparklight High-Speed Internet can help take you there. Cable One is now Sparklight. There's nothing this town can't do.